This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 29. The Good Life. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 26. Do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves, and do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God. Observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops and the trees their fruit. Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting, and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove wild beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you. 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you. I will look on you with favor, and make you fruitful, and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops. When we are living in a right relationship with God, we can be assured of His blessing and favor. Our text in Leviticus today describes material, social, and economic favor that God gave His people as they lived in a right relationship with Him. Many of us experience similar blessings. Our cupboards are filled with plenty for us to eat. We enjoy success in our work and stability in our homes and families. But even when this isn't the case, we can count on God's spiritual care. God keeps His promises to us and is always with us. We do well to remember always, though, that we are called to walk in obedience to God. While this cannot earn God's love for us or earn us salvation, we experience more fully our enjoyment of God when we strive to walk in His ways. Walking with God fills us with joy and delight in His presence. There is no greater blessing than to live each day with the Lord, who loves us more than we can imagine. In Leviticus, God reminds His people that He redeemed them in order to live among them. This is true for us today as well. At the cross, Jesus freed us from our slavery and guilt and sin so that we can walk with Him, delighting in His presence and living with thankfulness each day for Him. Pray with me. Father, You have redeemed us to be Your treasured possession. Help us to live in gratitude to You each day. Show us the joy of obedience to You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.